What if the gay part came out?
The General Failure Podcast is now being calibrated for your listening pleasure.
Welcome to episode 57 of the General Failure Podcast for the week of December 20th, 2016. This week, we've got an iOS review crisis, a Nintendo stock crisis, and a crisis. I'm TJ, and I've got with me Dom.
I'm gay.
And CJ.
Yup.
Alrighty then. No one's going to ask me what I played?
What the fuck?
I talked about this in an earlier show, MMO called EVE Online. Everyone and their mother has played this one at some point, but because it's free, starting back in November.
Yeah.
I tried. Well,
the first three levels are free, and then you got to pay $10 for it.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it.
When I saw that you put this down, I was like, "Is he really playing EVE Online right now?" No.
Well, I played EVE Online.
What year is it?
So I tried it out. I played about, I would say, an hour or two. Okay. I sunk into it, and it is probably the most confusing game I've ever played in my life.
More than Masters of Orion?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that Masters of Orion is like a very, very dumbed down version of this game.
I was going to say, because you and I struggled with that game for a while before
and that
we figured
was
it out.
Like,
and even still, we are like the basic of basic.
You pretty much like start off as like a ship that has to like, you know, move around this like wreckage of other ships and, you know, slowly fight and stuff like that. But the amount of like menus inside of menus inside of menus that you have to do. Like, you have to, okay, you have to click this guy first, and then you have to go to approach, and then go to orbit him, and then to attack. I'm like, what the fuck? Just give me a button to attack something. Like, yeah. it feels like a game that's been around for way too long, and has, they haven't updated, they've just added on to existing things.
Yeah.
So it's just menu after menu, and it's a fucking nightmare. I stopped playing. I deleted it off the computer. I was like, I can't. No. I don't have enough time or patience for this. And it also, like, broke while I was doing it. I was attacking someone, and it kept attacking, like, some space debris for no apparent reason. I'm, like, following the shit with, you know, the hint tips, and nothing. It's just giving me bullshit. So, like, the game broke on me and was not entertaining in the slightest.
Huh.
I was really hoping for this game, too.
That's why it's probably free.
Yeah, no, that's, well, I mean, it just became free after.
And it's also like 30 years old.
Fuck it, it's probably like 15, which is really sad. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's got to be up there with World of Warcraft.
Well, how old? Diablo. Didn't Diablo just have like a huge, like 20 years or something? I don't remember.
Diablo 2, I think, did.
Yeah, something like that. I remember.
I don't think anyone played Diablo. You got it with like the package deal that you got with Diablo 2, but
yeah,
no one played it.
Hmm.
But I would not suggest EVE Online unless you like really tedious stuff that doesn't fucking work.
You might.
So Dom's coming out of the closet today. So on top of that, he and CJ are also playing a app that came out recently.
Shut up. I wanted to announce it. Go on.
Silence.
Dope. So yeah, Dom and I are playing Super Mario Run.
Yeah.
Which seems very mixed.
It's extremely mixed, and I feel like it's getting a bad rap for what it is, but I'm curious to know what your feelings are. How much of it have you played?
The first three levels.
All the coins?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
The black coins apparently are a big thing?
I haven't gotten all the purple ones yet.
Those are the black coins. They look purple, but
They're
say black.
Purple.
They're purple.
Okay.
I agree. But they call them the black coins.
Okay.
Okay.
So I haven't gotten the black coins then.
I've beaten the demo.
The demo.
But yeah.
Is it demo?
No. Here's the thing. The game costs $10.
Uh-huh.
So you can play the first three levels of the game without paying. Mm-hmm. And after you beat the first three levels, you have to pay $10. And people are pissed off.
Yeah.
Because they expected the game to be fully free. This is like a full... I think it's more than that.
It is a full Mario game. It really is.
Not quite. A full Mario game would be like... There's like four levels and I think eight worlds. there's usually six worlds. Six so there's worlds, usually four like levels. There's usually 6 to 8 levels and mm-hmm. eight worlds for a Mario game. So this is about 2/3 to 3/4 of a full Mario game.
Yeah.
And people were expecting it to be free.
But people were also expecting it to be Super Mario World.
Yeah.
You know, they were expecting it to be a classic Mario game. They weren't expecting it to be a runner, which is what it is.
But here's the other thing.
It says it in the goddamn title.
Yeah.
This isn't a surprise because Nintendo was like, here's the game. This is what it is. Here's the price. This is what it is. And people are still pissed that that's the game and that's the price. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? They told you what it was from the beginning, and now you're mad that that's what it is?
Yeah.
They just wanted a Super Mario game for their iPhones.
For free.
Yeah.
For free, without paying anything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I have no idea. The game is, I gotta say, if you haven't played it yet, the demo is free. You get 3 levels, and in each of those levels, you get 3 separate variations of coins that you need to collect. So you can play through, theoretically, 9 quote-unquote levels. And I played through them, and it took me, the game came out on the 15th, I think?
Something like that, 15th 13th? Or 16th. I can't remember.
It came out sometime last week, and I just beat it, like, this week, earlier this week. And I haven't paid the $10 yet because I just am feeling cheap, but I want to. I want to play the rest of the game because I know what it includes. Because on top of, it's like Dom said, it's 6 worlds, and in each world you have 3 levels and then a castle. And each of those 3 levels and castle, you collect coins as you go through it. If you remember other Mario games, you collect like the red coins throughout, or the yellow coins in, you find the 3 yellow coins hidden throughout, I think it was the DS version.
The big ones?
Yeah.
The Super Giant ones?
In Super Mario 3D Land.
Something like that.
Yep.
It's very similar to that, where the coins are kind of like hidden in different places throughout the level, but the thing is you're constantly running, so you can't stop. And you're just tapping on the screen to get the guy to jump or jump higher or flip or do something. And if you can collect all the coins in one run, then you advance to the next level of that level, which is new coins hidden in a different place. Do that 3 times. But on top of the 6 worlds with the 4 levels, which includes a castle, there are hidden levels in there as well that you can do.
Oh, okay.
So there are extra levels that you can go to.
Rainbow Road.
You can customize your the main like map where you move around and select like you can customize that. You can buy toad houses and stuff to house toads because you can do competition with other people online that have played the levels.
Yeah.
So like if you can beat them, you get a bunch of red toads. Or you can get a bunch of blue toads. And if you get a bunch of red toads and blue toads, then you can build more stuff in your thing.
You get purple toads.
So, like, it's
more... That's the best, too.
I know my color wheel, damn it.
Like, it's more than just the runner. There are other things in it. And the thing is...
It's a friends list.
Yeah.
It's better than the Nintendo Network.
Yeah. But the thing about it that I don't understand why it has 2.5 stars on the Apple Store right now is that... Like it's an app. It's a completely finished app. Like it's a finished game.
Yeah.
If this game came out on the 3DS for $20, I don't think people would have had an issue with it.
Nope.
You know?
Probably not.
And that would have been $20 would have been on 3DS. But the fact that it came out on a phone, which normally you can buy free apps and then get a bunch of in-game, you know, microtransactions.
Which you'd end up spending more money on.
You'd spend a shit ton more money on. Like you're getting a fully fledged game on a new platform.
Yeah.
Like, people are thinking of this as a phone app when they need to think of it as
a video game
mm-hmm. on your phone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'll tell you the reason that I haven't spent the $10 on it yet is because I canceled my PayPal account after PayPal got hacked and I lost like $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
And PayPal took like 2 months to get me my money back. So I canceled my PayPal account. I'm not doing business with them anymore. And my my iTunes account is still connected to PayPal.
Hey,
so they were like, go on your computer and set up a credit card. And I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
So I haven't done it yet.
Laziness.
Basically, I can't do it from my phone. I have to go do it from my computer. So I just haven't done it yet.
But that's the reason. There's a mock-up of a controller for this thing. And it's just like a Super Nintendo controller, but with a start, select, and a bright A button. I was like, this is great. They need to sell this.
I love it.
I mean, There's no, it's a fun app. Yeah. It really is. It's a fun game. It's a stupid, you know, it's just a fun game. If you're bored somewhere, to pull out your phone and play the game.
Whoa. You can't do that in public.
Whoa. You can pull that in public.
But to me, it's well worth the $10 for the amount of content and the fact that you have a finished game. It's not like the game came out in July and they've just been releasing shitty minor text changes for the past 5 months.
Way to shit on Niantic.
People have been comparing it, and there's no fucking comparison between the two.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to compare it because it's another big release that is Nintendo-ish.
But it's not Nintendo. Niantic is the Pokemon company. It has nothing to do with Nintendo. And that's what drives me insane.
You'd be surprised how stupid people are.
I know.
And how they just link things in their own head. And I think that's why this game isn't doing as well in the reviews. But I haven't found anyone who's like, no, it's shitty.
Oh, or I like, have. Read the reviews. A lot of people complain about it.
Yeah, but like people that we know that have played it. Like actual people.
Has people been saying that the game is bad?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I think it's... No. I shouldn't say that people are saying the game is bad. It's more that people are just saying this isn't what I wanted.
Right.
Like instead of...
Which is bullshit.
What about the game? Have you tried the game? Is the game fun?
But that's the thing is, I'm Nobody's giving this a bad review because this isn't what I wanted. It's like, well, what did you want? And it was like, I wanted...
A Mario
game. Yeah, I wanted a full Mario game for free.
Yeah.
And it was like, shut up.
Yeah.
That's the only response to that is
just
shut
download
up.
An emulator.
Yeah.
You know, like if you want it that bad on your phone, I'm sure there are emulator apps out there.
Not on an iPhone, there isn't.
No? No. Okay. Well, get a fucking Android.
And in a world of betas, alphas, green lights, like this is a full completed game.
It's done.
And I don't.
Also,
I don't get the
shut up.
Yeah, no. I just don't get the super hate for it, but it might just be like the, you know, bandwagon of shit on
it's
whatever
just what
this
people
is.
Do. People just complain about everything.
You're all assholes.
Yeah. Anyway.
But if you like Super Mario games, go for it.
Yeah. Check it out.
It's probably a nice, like...
It's a lot of fun.
Time killer.
It is. Even if you just play the first three levels over and over again, I'm having fun with that.
Yeah, me too. Honestly, I've beaten them, and I'm still playing it.
Because of cheapness and laziness.
Yep. You can play the first... You can play World 1-4, which is the castle. You can play it for, like, I think 15 seconds.
Oh, I couldn't play it at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe they narrowed it down. They were just like, meh.
Maybe it's because I collected all the coins. I don't know.
Maybe,
but I can play like part of the level. I've played it several times. Even though I can't
beat
the level.
Do you try to get as far as possible?
I mean, it's the same place every time because you only run a certain
speed. Oh, yeah. That's true, too. Yeah.
So, but I don't get it. Just get it. It's free.
Just play it
and think about what the game is, not what it should have been in your mind.
Yeah. True. Not what you pretended it was.
Yeah.
So on that bright note, moving on to Geek On, Geek Off.
Super Mario Run! So yeah, after talking about Super Mario Run and how awesome of a game it is for the iOS app and how complete of a game and finished and blah, 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 Nintendo's stock fell.
Not something I don't think they expected.
Yeah, it wasn't. Especially, which... All right,
that was like three negatives right there. Not something I don't think they expected.
Yeah.
It works out. Triple negatives. It's like work. Anyway. So going back to what we were saying before about Pokemon, you know, shitting on Niantic, the fact that Pokemon Go came out, Nintendo is not a part of this. Like, Pokemon is the Pokemon company and Niantic and I think one other company that's related to Pokemon company. But Nintendo's stock fucking soared this summer.
Yeah.
And then has been on a steady decline since. It might have gone up a little bit when they announced the Switch, but probably not much. So, like, it's been on a downward trajectory from where it was pre-summer.
Yeah.
And now this game out, they were expecting the stock to go up again, but it just fucking plummeted.
Yeah. Reviews kind of,
you know,
fucking shit all over this game. And I think that might have... made the stockholders kind of double think where Nintendo was going.
And it
Nintendo stock actually dropped after the reveal of the Switch, I think.
Did it really?
Yeah, like 7%.
I wouldn't be surprised if it went up the day of the reveal and then dropped dramatically the next day. But...
Probably something like that. Or like it probably went up like 10% like right before the reveal and then dropped like 7% right after.
Right. Yeah. But with this, I think a lot of people – my biggest worry is that the stock fell, that they're going to be like, well, we made this great polished app and it didn't do well, so we're not going to do it anymore. We're going to focus on the Switch and handhelds. And that pisses me off because it's like you're getting Nintendo games on your phone.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to buy another fucking console to play a Nintendo game. And that pisses me off that all these negative reviews and everything caused the stock to fail, which doesn't make the game look good. But
yeah. I think it's app people playing the game yeah. and not Nintendo people playing the game.
Correct.
And I think that's, like, the difference.
Yeah.
Because as an app, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't look as nice as other top-tiered apps.
Yeah.
Not in graphics-wise, but, like, just laid out.
It looks exactly like Super Mario games, you know?
Yeah.
Like on the Super Mario game that you'd play in the Wii U, you know?
Yeah.
That's exactly what it looks like to me as a side-scroller, and it's fun. But
And it's probably just linked to the Pokemon game and Pokemon Go
so... And that's a lot of the articles that I was reading. They were really comparing the two games between when this came out and when Niantic's Pokemon Go came out.
Yeah.
And how there's no comparison between the two apps. And it's like, well, Niantic gave you a shitty app with nostalgia and your stock soared, even though it's not a bigger company. And then Nintendo gives you a beautiful app with and it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
But also they did announce that there will be no DLC for this game. Now, nobody knows if they said that to cover their asses, as in saying, like, there's no DLC, but then in a couple months we could get some extra levels for, like, $5, $2, whatever it is.
Yes.
Nobody knows. But with that said, and the fact that this isn't deterring them from releasing the Android version, so who knows? Maybe it's iPhone users. Maybe iPhone users are just assholes. We know that anyway because we're all iPhone users.
Yeah.
But maybe when it goes out to Android, it has a better reception. I'm actually really curious to see if it does any better on the Android device than on the iPhone.
Okay, you were done with?
I mean, I was done. all right. So, I mean, to finish up what I'm saying about this,
yes.
There's no reason for the stock to drop. And it just sucks that... an incomplete app that has nothing to do with the company caused it to soar, and then a beautiful app that had everything to do with Nintendo, and then they put their heart into it and marketed it really, really fucking well.
Yeah.
Just tanked the stock, and it's just ridiculous.
It's just consumers being fucking weird.
I don't get
it. You think you know what they want, and then they just get shit on when it comes out.
Yeah. My last thought is I hope that Nintendo doesn't push them away from
the phone platforms. Nothing pushes them away. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're going to follow through with what they're going to do regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, like, could just be like a test of the water app kind of thing. Like, just see what the environment's kind of like.
Because, like, if they let the Wii U sales, you know, deter them from trying, you know, mobile consoles and everything, the Switch would never exist.
True.
All right. I got a little geek on, geek off. Geek off, actually. Crytek, the people who made Crysis and Rise.
Okay.
Crysis, the game that, like, everyone used as a benchmark back in the day as, like, oh, your computer can play Crysis? Holy shit.
Yeah, I remember that.
They're not doing well at all this year. They just paid most of their employees October's salary. Apparently, all year they've been not paying their employees whatsoever.
What fucking game are they working on? Crysis 4?
They don't. No one knows, really. They've kind of just been making money off the engine, the Crysis engine,
right? Okay.
And nothing else. And apparently, that's not keeping the company afloat.
It's because nobody's using the Crysis engine.
Yeah, no, it's kind of old at this point.
It's not good anymore.
No,
like, it's not the good one.
Yeah, no, it was
the
maybe,
Unreal Engine.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say
the
Unreal
good one.
Is
yeah.
what a lot of people are using these days.
Yeah, the Unreal Engine is the best one out there.
Mm.
And they just closed their studios in Hungary, Bulgaria, South Korea, China, and Turkey. And they are, quote unquote, refocusing its core strengths on developing innovative games and game development technology.
I've been focusing on my core strength too lately.
Yeah, no, pretty much.
Sit-ups and crunches. And
so are we going to get Rise 2 anytime?
Yeah, I doubt it.
I also have been dealing with a lot of Rise.
Damn it.
Sorry.
They're only keeping
in the pants.
I hate
by the way.
In the pants. They're only keeping the studios in Frankfurt, Germany and Kiev, Ukraine, which I don't get the Ukraine one. That's kind of weird.
Kiev, Ukraine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
really
weird.
What did you think he said?
It was probably another.
I thought they were a British company.
That's what I thought too, but maybe I'm thinking of Lionhead.
No, isn't there Crytek UK?
No, it didn't say that they closed.
No, mate, you're thinking of Crytek. Oh, that was a little more Australian.
Yeah, that was completely Australian Crytek.
Are we going to have to break out fucking what's Crytek. That game?
Yeah.
This announcement of closing all these studios is at like months after them, you know, developers saying that, we haven't been paid in months or we haven't been paid in a few weeks. Are they German?
Yeah, their headquarters in Frankfurt.
That makes...
They're good job, everybody. Yeah. Went from Ukraine to the UK to
Germany. Well, they have two studios still open, Frankfurt, Germany, and Kiev, Ukraine.
Yeah. Okay.
They've been late for weeks and months for paying employees. And employees are leaving in droves. That's why they had
I would, too, if I hadn't gotten fucking paid since October.
That's why...
And there's going to be a huge lawsuit soon if they don't pay them. They're going to lose even more money.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of these places have actually, the studios have closed. It's not like, they're not making enough money to keep them open. There's it's people working. Are fucking leaving because they're not getting paid.
Yeah.
So these places are just closing up. From a company that made a top tier game 10 years ago.
But that's the problem is like, they that's exactly what you said. They made a top tier game 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And they didn't do anything since. Because what have they done since? They made Rise. That was a fucking flop. And what have they lived off of since? Crysis 2, which was just like, you made Crysis, but you made Crysis 2. And they're like, we're making it back. We're bringing back Crysis 3. And everyone's just like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cared anymore. They haven't updated the Crysis engine at all.
No. Like, it looks the same as it did when they first made the damn thing.
And 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when Crysis came out, it was like, holy shit, this is amazing. And you haven't done anything with it since. It doesn't look amazing anymore. You can't continue to roll with that.
And you're really not going to inspire creativity when you're not paying people.
Yeah.
Like, I get like a week, maybe because you're like really in development and you're just pouring money into it. But
no,
when it's months, people are missing paychecks for months.
There should never be a point when you're not paying your employees.
Well, if anybody misses a paycheck, it should be the CEO.
The
person running the company.
The person running the company. The person writing the paycheck should be missing the paycheck.
Also, why do they need this many studios?
They weren't making games. Like, what the fuck were they doing?
That's eight studios across the world?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing with eight studios? And all you came out with the last few years was Rise, which fucking tanked like a bitch.
Yeah, like, what was in development? Oh, they had Far Cry.
Oh, yeah.
Far Cry Primal come out?
Far Cry wasn't Crytek, was it?
I thought it was.
I don't think it was Crytek. You can take a gander. They might have had a hand in it, maybe, but I don't think they were the main developer.
Or maybe Far Cry just ran off the Crysis.
Fuck you with a hand job, fucking joke, you asshole.
I've had my hand in a couple of things, you know what I mean?
You're an ass. You got a list there, sir?
I do have a list here. I'm sorry, they developed the original Far Cry game, Crysis, Crysis Warhead, Crysis 2, Crysis 3, Warface.
Oh, Warface, I just saw that they just sold the IP to a Russian company.
Great.
So they are literally selling everything they own off.
Rise, Arena of Fate, The Climb, which is an Oculus Rift game.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard about that one.
Hunt, Horrors of the Gilded Age is a game that's coming out next year.
Yeah, that game's sure not coming out. They just
and
folded
that's it.
Up.
That's the only thing they've gotten in development right now.
Yeah.
Oh, is that a zombie game?
Nothing.
Because that looks stupid.
It's a co-op third-person shooter with mixed elements of survival horror and action role-playing. That doesn't even make sense. It's a spiritual successor to Darksiders, which is a game that I talk about constantly.
What? Yeah.
Because Darksiders is like a Zelda type game where you play as War, and Darksiders 2 you play as Death. It's supposed to be the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
So this is a spiritual successor, but it's a four player co-op third person shooter.
Recently just come out with a HD version of Darksiders 2.
They did like the what was it called? Like the H Death Remaster?
Yeah,
something.
It was some really
dumb, but
title.
I'm interested in checking it out because I loved the game.
Yeah,
but that sounds stupid. It reminds me of did you ever play? There's a game called what was it called? Like I think it might have been called Hunter or something like that.
Probably.
Where it was a zombie game for like PS2 and the original Xbox and GameCube, where you played as like a priest and there was a ranger, and like it was like a typical, like almost like Gauntlet Legends type thing.
Okay,
where
yeah.
You fought zombies and there was like a female character, a big bulky guy, and like a typical priest. There's just like four stock characters, and it was a really, really fucking awesome game.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure it was called Hunter, and I think I have it for Xbox somewhere around here.
For the original Xbox. Holy yeah. shit. But, Crytek.
Fuck you.
If you want their name, you'll probably be able to buy it in 2017.
Really, for like 20 bucks.
At least, like, the thing is with these companies that fold up, a lot of these companies have like awards and stuff.
Yeah.
So what the fuck do you do with all those? They're the companies. Do you just, like, melt them down for all the, you know, worthless shit they are?
You could probably sell them.
Yeah, that's true.
Melt it down for the gold and try and make some money off of
it. Well, I wonder if it's like the, was it the Golden Globes or something like that, where you have to sell it back
to
them for a dollar?
I think it's just the Golden Globe.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Before you can sell it, like, on the market.
But you know that they have awards, like, because Crysis was definitely...
Holy shit, yeah.
How many awards did that game win?
I still talk about it as, like, the, oh, remember this game? Like everyone yeah. used as a, oh,
it,
shit.
It was the top of the top. It was the elite game of just, like, holy
so
shit,
elite.
This game.
So
but
elite,
it
son.
Was also a game where it wasn't even, like, talked about because of how good the game was.
No,
it was
I have no about, idea what the game was
no,
about.
It yeah. was talked about because of how good the graphics were.
Right. Yeah.
And you needed a monster computer to run the game. And
I think
that's
in the beginning,
why it was there.
You needed a monster computer for that Magnum game?
For that Magnum game.
I think in the beginning, like, only the developers could run these things because of
yeah.
the, you know, the hardware needed to play this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, you basically needed, like...
A server.
Yeah. You needed, like, a $3,000 computer to run it.
Which is... ridiculous yeah, for selling yeah. a game. And honestly, like, I'm not surprised with talking about Crysis and Rehash, because I remember talking, I have no fucking clue what Crysis is even about, but I remember
aliens or something.
Oh, okay. But I remember, like, people were like, oh, I'm just playing Crysis. I'm like, damn, you must have a really good computer there.
Yeah.
Like, but that's a horrible marketing, like,
yeah,
selling a game that, like, a fraction of PC gamers can actually play.
But the thing is, it got such good reviews that their stock probably went through the fucking roof.
Because mm-hmm.
yeah. the reviewers could play it, because, you know, they got money to splurge. Yeah. But
they don't even have to spend the money to the reviewers, because they get free copies of it.
Well, it's all right. They didn't do anything with that money, because it just went down the tubes.
Yep.
So. Dom, you got some geek on, geek off.
Since we're just talking apparently only about Nintendo, this month, I guess, the NES Mini has outsold the Wii U.
That's sad.
That's sad. So the month of... let me pull the article back up.
It was like 6 months of the Wii U compared to 1 month of the NES Mini, I think it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, the NES Mini in the month of November for 2016... sold 196,000 units.
196 million. Holy
yeah,
shit.
196,000.
Fucking thing
right,
ever.
In the month of November. In between April and September of 2016, the Wii U only sold 220,000 units.
Wow.
So. Yeah. The NES Mini, obviously, we've talked about it before, where you can't find it.
Yeah, no, you can't.
And it's just, it's the Wii all over again.
Except... Well, I've heard recently that their GameStop's supposed to be doing a limited...
No, what GameStop is doing is
fuck
piss,
GameStop.
It pisses me the fuck off.
Fuck GameStop. You are allowed to buy the NES Mini from GameStop if you buy a $300 bundle with all their other bullshit that comes
yeah.
with it. You can buy it with a pack that comes with
cheapest,
Amiibo.
Yeah, the cheapest bundle is like $180.
Yeah. You can
it's
buy
ridiculous.
It.
Ridiculous.
Yep, which we haven't talked about. And
no.
Let's bundle that in here with a geek off, because fuck that. You can buy it. It comes with, like, Amiibo, and it comes with, like tote bags and, like, all this other GameStop
yeah.
exclusive bullshit. That
Wait, Amiibo? What is it? Just, like, a mini NES?
No, no. It's just a random Amiibo. I think
yeah.
one of them is, like, a Link.
Yeah, like the 8-bit
Link that you
oh,
got.
Okay, yeah,
which
so
is cool.
The,
like,
yeah.
I'm all on board with the 8-bit Link. I want that and everything. But, like, you're going to tell
nice.
Me that the only way I can buy an NES Classic is if I buy, you know, $120 worth of other shit?
Yeah.
Well,
then
that,
fucking ridiculous. Or go to $300 on Craigslist and buy it from scalpers.
Exactly. It's such bullshit.
Everything
oh, yeah.
around the NES right now just pisses me off. It's...
For a system that came out like
35 years ago.
Holy shit. for a thing you can buy, you can get an emulator for free and play all these games.
Yeah, there's literally nothing special about it. It's just a tiny housing, and
it's you literally could buy, you could probably 3D print this and buy all the parts for it for cheaper than all these bundles and shit. Yeah.
Yep.
But this is what amazes me, that Super Mario Run didn't do well. You know, that I feel like all of this goes back to that nostalgia, and it's just like
I think because it's also limited quantity kind of thing. So it's like, oh, I need to get it because there's only so many.
Yeah.
So it's I guess.
And Nintendo said they're only going to make so many, and
until the next one, which is going to be the Super Nintendo version.
I would buy that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing I have a
Super
Nintendo.
See, that's how stupid I am. I have a Super Nintendo sitting right in there, and I'm like, I'd buy that.
The thing is, if they came out wireless controllers, I would think about buying it as well.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Because the NES controller, the NES mini controllers are apparently like only like 3 feet
long. 2.5 feet.
Yeah. So it's like, what the fuck are you going to do? I have like a 30-foot HDMI cable.
How close do you think I'm sitting to my TV?
Yeah. 60-inch TV, just like, oh God, my eyes hurt.
It's like, do you guys know how big TVs are?
For a game that was built for like a 8-inch screen.
Yeah, really?
I'll show you an 8-inch screen.
I hate you. That's all for us this week. Don't forget to check us out on genfailcast.com, where you can find all of our social media and blog posts. Like and subscribe to us and Lesson Zero Gaming on Twitch and YouTube. And please support and share our podcast and YouTube channel so we can continue to bring you content just like this. Everybody say bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.